Gabrielle Ledoux is traveling around the state to convince Alaskans that she's a better candidate for U.S. Congress.
One of the differences between me and Congressman Young is I really do believe in representing all of the people, whether somebody votes for me or not. Everybody will be my constituent.
And here is where she stands on a few issues. Ledoux says some of the problems within fisheries have been caused by the federal government. For instance, she says crab rationalization has really hurt the coastal communities of Alaska because the fleet has been consolidated.
You're seeing, for the coastal communities, less people going to the stores for food, less boats being fixed, less fuel being purchased. And so a select group of people have managed to get very, very rich over this, but the majority of fishermen, I think, have suffered. So I'm old-fashioned. I believe that the best fishermen ought to go out and catch the most fish. So I'd like to see the federal government be looking to undo some of the things that they have done, like crab rationalization.
Another issue she feels strongly about is full benefits for Filipino veterans of World War II. She says she will absolutely push for this at the federal level, as she did at the state level. Her resolution, which did not have a fiscal value on it, passed the state house unanimously, but got caught up in the Senate due to what she calls political bickering in the state finance committee.
We promised those Filipino veterans their benefits a couple of generations ago during World War II, and not to give it to them is a travesty.
Ledoux is a big proponent of the Alaska Marine Highway System. She thinks more attention and funding should be provided for it on both the state and federal level.
The Marine Highway System seems to be a stepchild of everybody. And I know how important the Marine Highway System is to Kodiak, which is the community where I'm from. And it's also critical to Southeast, particularly because the plane service isn't all that great in Southeast. The ferries have to be an alternative and a supplement to the plane service, or you're stuck.
Ledoux also believes Alaska can have a sustainable ferry system and more roads. She says the state shouldn't have to choose one or the other, since both are critical. One of Ledoux's goals will be to reclaim what she thinks has been lost.
I really believe that the Republican Party and this country have strayed from the core principles. The core principles being fiscal conservatism and personal responsibility.
And one way of ensuring this, she says, is by seeing someone new in Congress.
This is the time. I think it is time for Congressman Young to pass the baton. I think that the people are no longer willing to accept the old way of doing things. And I think people are looking for a different way, so I decided to throw my name in the hat.
That was Gabrielle Ledoux, candidate for U.S. Congress. Other active candidates include Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell and Democrats Ethan Berkowitz and Diane Benson. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.